I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Welcome back to Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Today we're talking about Dolly and Dean, Dolly Parton and her husband of almost 60 years who just passed away. And they have an interesting story. So before we talk about what I think is interesting in terms of what we do on this show, a little bit of background. These folks met in 1964 outside a laundromat in Nashville. And interestingly enough, he inspired the song, one of your favorite songs, Jolene.
Yes.
Apparently a bank teller was giving Dean a lot of attention and Dolly was not too thrilled with it. In fact, 20 or so or 25 years after she wrote the song, someone asked her, what would you do if you saw this woman again? And she said she'd give her the finger. So I apparently held a grudge against that particular bank teller. But the interesting thing, one of the things I want to kick off with these folks is that they spent lots and lots of time apart. Mm-hmm. He went to one of her shows sometime in the back in the 1960s. I think it was 1966, and then said he would never go back and didn't. For all the time that they were married, they spent months and months apart. And I find that interesting. And we've talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to go back to the meeting outside of the laundromat.
Sure. Go ahead.
Because one of the things that I heard that was, I think, cool was that she said she was young. I think she was like 16 or 17 when she met him. And she said that she really liked the way that he saw her for her. And I think what she meant was that a lot of men looked at her for her attributes, if you will.
Her boobs.
And this man looked her in the eye and looked at her for her. And I think that that was part of how she fell in love with him.
That's interesting. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I remember seeing Dolly Parton when I was younger, you know, on the Johnny Carson show, the Tonight Show. And you know, and they would always make jokes about her breasts, and she would make jokes about her breasts. And you know, it was all very, she put that sexuality out there. But she obviously, as we've come to learn over the last many years, this is a very smart woman, a very driven woman, very well-rounded woman, and from all accounts, very kind. But this whole idea of the time apart, you know, what's your sense? What's your take on that?
Well, we, you know what, we talk a lot about that in our own relationship, and we've always really carved out, you know, we talked about how we started doing the away weekends with our friends, and we've kept that going for 30 years, and how that's been an important part of our relationship. And we've also talked about, you know, you going to the beach and spending some time there and me being back here in, you know, the DC area. And we think that that's good for our relationship. It may not be good for some people's relationship. And I will tell you a little of my insight around that. I believe that you have to have a secure attachment to be able to spend time apart.
So first of all, what does that mean? Let's tell everybody what that means. What's a secure attachment?
Well, confidence in the relationship, not nervous that, you know, that you're going to be someplace and that you're going to go off with somebody else and that's the end of our relationship. So a secure attachment is a healthy relationship, but also a confidence that you're going to be okay even if you're apart.
Well, obviously these two folks did. I mean, and you know, you're a beautiful woman. I'm, you know, a solid 5.5 on the Richter scale.
That's not true, honey.
But I mean, you know, but here you've got Dolly Parton, her husband, and let's take what you just said, this whole secure attachment concept. I mean, this is a woman who's out in front of many, many, many people, many, many, many men on stage, off stage, on TV shows, on radio shows, interviews, in hotels, traveling, whether it's plane, bus, whatever it is. He had to have a very super secure sense of their relationship.
Yeah, either that or he didn't give a shit.
Well, maybe.
But I don't think maybe. That. I don't think that was the case.
I think if he didn't give a shit, they wouldn't have been married for that long. Yeah. You're talking about a marriage that was 59 years, and almost all of that time she's been in the limelight.
Yes.
Almost all of that time, certainly since the 70s, she's been in the limelight.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, I'm not sure everyone could pull that off.
Because I've worked with a lot of couples, and we've seen it with the coaching that we do with couples, that people are very jealous and very insecure. Yeah. And you know, that's not a negative thing. I think that some people, you know, just because the way that they were raised, or maybe they were hurt in other relationships, that's, you develop a, you know, a fear of somebody leaving you, finding somebody, you know, better. And I think that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, think about it for a second, right? You're married to this woman, you're laying in your bed at home, and you haven't seen her in months because she's been on the road, whatever it is. And these are days, by the way, folks, there was no FaceTime in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and even in the early 2000s, there was no FaceTime. Mm-hmm. There was no Zoom. I mean, I don't remember when Skype started, but so this guy's laying in bed, you know, in 1978 or whatever it is, at 11 or 11:30 at night, and watching his wife on the Tonight Show as Johnny Carson is staring at her breasts. She and he are having this back and forth about her body, about her figure. She plays this kind of dumb blonde, which is so far from the truth. And he's there in bed watching, or maybe not, but let's assume for the purposes of discussion that he is. You know, that's got to be tough, it seems to
me. Yeah, yeah. And I think, again, I think that there was, you know, some confidence and trust. Think about the trust that they must have had in their relationship to be able to do that. But it worked for them. And one of the things that I think early on that they decided was he did it. I think he said, I don't want any part of this hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So he,
it's your thing.
Yeah. He was like, okay, you like it. You're good with it, but I don't want any part of that. And so I think that was discussed again, I would say probably good communication skills between the two of them. And that's what's helped their, you know, their marriage.
Yeah. I mean, I went back and read a bunch of interviews with her and watched a few over the last few days. And she basically said, look, he's very quiet.
Yeah.
I'm loud and funny.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of fun together. And that's the secret. That was the secret, she said, too. Those were the secrets to her relationships. Also, the thing that I found interesting, and we don't really give gifts to each other a lot, although recently I got you like a bracelet.
For $2.95. A beaded bracelet.
It was two for $24 because they were matching, and I had been alone for a week, so I was falling off the wagon in terms of purchases. But they never really exchanged birthday or holiday or anniversary gifts. You know what they gave each other?
Time?
No.
What?
Well, probably that too. They wrote poems.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, again, we've talked about that before, that really the you know, good relationships or secure relationships don't really need big gifts.
Yeah.
Like you kind of know, like, it's your birthday, I love you, I don't need to go get you roses or a big card.
Right.
Some people like that. So I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying that a lot of times you find that relationships are just secure and happy with kind of like we talk about the magic is in the mundane. It's doing, right. I think they talked about Dolly and her husband traveled in like around in the RV, and that so they spent time together there. And that's very simple. It's not grand hotels. It's not room service or, you know, massages. It's traveling around together. And I think they enjoyed the quietness.
Well, I think you can take their big picture uniqueness, and the big picture being, you know, she's a superstar, and who even knew who he was? Let's be honest about it.
Right. There was only three pictures. When I Googled Dolly and her husband, there was only three pictures, and they were old.
And when did you even know his name?
Yeah. Until he passed away.
Right. I didn't even really know it. Maybe she may have mentioned it in an interview here or there, but so, I mean, that's a superstar version, but I think that we can all draw lessons from that, in that it's okay to sort of give each other our own
space.
Path or space.
Yeah.
And not just being away from each other, but also in our regular day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. For example, you are much more outgoing on the main mm-hmm. than I am. Mm-hmm. You are much more likely to engage in conversation with a neighbor, with a stranger, with whomever than I am. So I could get irritated with that.
Yes.
Which has happened on occasion.
Yes, it has.
But most of the time, I just kind of give you your space to do what you enjoy doing mm-hmm. and what you do well. So it's not the same, but it's sort of similar on a smaller scale. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is. And then, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, the independence, the space in a relationship, but also, you know, the coming together and the closeness. And I think that a very healthy relationship has both, which is, you know, you're able to be independent, you're able to have your own interests, your own lives, but then you are coming together and connecting. Because we see with couples all the time that there's this great independence, but then there's not the connection piece. And I think right. that's an important point, is like you need both in your relationship. And we were working with a couple actually last week about the approach and how do you pursue but give somebody space, and what happens if somebody needs more reassurance mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. needs more closeness, and how that plays out in a relationship. And I think it's like a dance.
Well, I think it is in a lot of ways. And I think that it's a dance that is learned. You know, we're in the process of moving. Mm-hmm. You don't like change.
Yep.
It raises your anxiety levels. You know, if yes. I didn't understand that.
You would think I don't like you.
No, I do think you don't like me sometimes, but I would struggle with mm-hmm. with reacting to that. Whereas, you know, when we've been married for 38 plus years, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I get it. And most of the time mm-hmm. I just say, okay, this is your process. This is what you have to do.
Yeah. And my anxiety drives me to be busy and to do things. I remember specifically when my grandmother died, do you remember in the old house in Twin Valley, I went out and washed all the windows. I got a ladder and you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, these are dirty windows. I've got to wash them. And you're yeah. like, okay, your grandmother just died. And I'm like, this is what I got to do. Right. It's like my energy, my anxiety, my sadness will spark me to get busy.
But it's a conceptually, it's something that as a couple, you know, we learned over time.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yeah. So you learned that there are times that you just got to let me be,
yes.
you know, you might think I react in a certain way that you don't think is appropriate, mm-hmm. that you think is an over the edge, that you mm-hmm. think, I need to do this. I need to be, but that's sort of my process. So, you know, sort yeah. of my process, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that you've learned a lot mm-hmm. of that. It wasn't something that we just came to the table with.
No,
and
we've worked through that. And yeah. I think that space in a relationship is necessary, you know, and, you know, just talking about the example that you're talking about, like if something's upsetting you and I come in and try to fix it, that doesn't feel good to you. You want to just be, yeah. you know, upset, be stressed, be whatever it is. And me coming in and saying, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. Whatever, isn't helpful. So giving you space in those times too is really important.
Yeah. And it does. And it ties back in a lot of ways to what we've read about Dolly Parton and her husband mm-hmm. in terms of letting each be in their own lane. I mean, this was a guy, I can't remember what he did for a living, but I think he ran like a concrete company or
something.
Yes,
I think that's correct.
And it couldn't have been further career-wise mm-hmm. from what his wife did.
Yes.
And so can you imagine, you know, how was your day kind of discussions? You know, for her, it was, mm-hmm. I was on this show. I sang with this performer. I did this. I did that. With him, you know, I laid concrete for the Johnson's driveway, you
yeah.
know,
and yeah.
But again, I'm just touched and taken back, and I think we both can, and we have done this, but I think people can learn from this kind of approach, from this kind of mm-hmm. letting folks be in their own lane. And I want to also want to talk a little bit about how she described her husband, which I found to be particularly touching. And she said that he's my brother, mm. my father, mm. my friend, my husband, and my lover, all at one, wow. all at once. And while I certainly don't want to be your father, I understand. I think I understand what she's talking about.
Well, he was able to take care of her yeah. and made her feel safe. And I think that's probably where the fatherly thing came from. And then the brother thing is, you know, a relationship of fun and interacting and having somebody there
sticking
for you.
Sticking up, looking out when, when you know, like a brother might do when you're at school, or a brother might do when you're younger. And we see some of that with our own grandkids in terms of the boys sort of looking out for our granddaughter. The friend is an obvious thing. You've got to be, friends with each other. And you know, and the lover part we've talked about, which I think, which we think is incredibly important, excluding, you know, if there's health and other issues, things like that. But I think we all can learn a lot from these two folks.
And I think so too. And, she's inspiring in a lot of ways, and their relationship is inspiring in a lot of ways. And then the other thing that I just want to say, cause I, you know, we both sort of looked at this. I also found it really, brave, and, on point with the fact that they decided not to have children. Because back, you know, back when they were married, there was a lot of pressure to have kids. And she specifically, they decided together, but she had lost her brother when she was younger. And I think that that loss really was like a lot for her. And I think she decided that in part that, and in part that she wanted to devote a lot of time to her career. So they decided as a couple not to have kids, to be childless, which I think is very brave and noble that they did that.
Well, I think the fact that they made the decision together, and the fact that each of them found the other to fill their cups.
Yes.
And a lot. Now, certainly she had her career, and I assume he had his own and his and what he did and so forth. But they filled each other's cups without children. And that was them. You know, many of us wouldn't feel like our cups are filled without our kids. But but again, there's lessons to be learned from these folks. And and I'm glad we took the time to talk about it.
We'd love to know what you think. So if you want to get in touch with us and tell us about, you know, space in your relationship, if you think it's been helpful or hurtful, we'd love to hear about that. And Dolly, if you're listening to this podcast, we would love to have you on and dive in more to your relationship with your husband.
And you could sing Jolene for her.
Yes, I could. And we're sending hugs and condolences to to Dolly, because that's, I mean, think about a loss after 60 plus years of being married. That's a lot.
It's got to be just heartbreaking, to say the least. So that's all for today. Dolly and Dean, we look up to you. And Dolly, if you are listening, of course, we are extending our thoughts to you and your family. We are The Bullits, T-H-E-B-U-L-I-T-T-S. You can find us on all major social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and YouTube at
and YouTube.
The Bullits, T-H-E-B-U-L-I-T-T-S. This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
See you next time, and give us a subscribe. Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.